Welcome to the Producer's Journal, your go-to resource for aspiring creators and businesses looking to elevate their brand visibility and credibility with podcast marketing. This is an SRP production. Please visit srpstudiosllc.com to learn more about how you can benefit from podcasting. I'm your host, Derek, and I leverage my years of work in the podcast industry to guide my audience to unlock their full podcasting potential. Click that link tree in the description and follow this podcast on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Tune in and let your podcasting journey begin. So today is going to be a solo host, and I want to talk about the craziness of last week. Anyone that's keeping track of this new branding in real time, episode to episode, you know, last week, I delivered four episodes. Three were interviews, and then the one before the three interviews was a solo host where I gave context on what this new season, the new rebranding of this podcast is. This episode is more designed and going to be part of the normal flow where I talk about the previous episode of the previous interview. And with this one is a little special because I'm talking about the relaunch, the rebranding, the planning, the booking of guests on a brand new podcast. That's key. And that's what this is for. I want to help people with their ideas or their existing podcast and help coach them. Meanwhile, capture this content and use it for business purposes and content, clips. Put some stuff out there on my Facebook page, the business page, SRP Studios, the Producer's Journal new Facebook page at the Producer's Journal. And that was the idea I had, I would say, in October of 2023, and started planning for that and tried to figure out how I could do that. I knew I wanted to bring in guests, but I knew it couldn't be just a straight interview. And I didn't want to necessarily only interview people that are in the space. What I'm more interested in is talking to people that don't know anything about podcasting. But while they're driving down the highway, whether going to work or to home after work, they listen to podcasts, they kind of get it, and man, they have a dream. If I had a podcast, what would I talk about? Those are the people I want, because I want to hear their ideas and get that information from them and then start coaching in real time on this episode, on the episodes. And it puts me in that expert seat. Now, I don't mean to be pretentious when I say that, but that's important. If I'm selling myself and I want to increase my brand visibility and credibility, I need to talk more. I need to be giving out information. And what can happen for interview-based episodes and podcasts in general is the guest gets 90% of the spotlight. It's like you don't want to butt in. You don't want to make the episode about yourself. It's all about giving your guest as much shine as possible, which is great and definitely a way to go. But you can also interject more, and that's what I'm doing here. Rather than just, hey, inviting people on and say, hey, just ask me questions and let me give you answers. No, I want a conversation. I want it to be engaging. I am giving to, as you'll notice, the first 5 to 10 minutes of the interview portion is talking about their business. And you're going to find, like, next week, Clay Morton, Dr. Clay Morton, owns Morton Chiropractic Clinic here in my hometown. He's a chiropractor. So why is he on a podcast about podcasting? Well, he wanted to learn more on how to do educational videos picture-in-picture educational videos for his clients. So it's not so much a podcast interview or podcast discussion, but still it's content creation. And that's why he was on there. So we're going to talk about his business for a little bit, and then we break into the educational side of things. So that's the format of this show. Now, what I want to do is look backwards and talk about, you know, what this experience has been like, dipping into the original vibe of this podcast, where this is a journal, right? This is a podcast journal. At the end of the day, and this is a message again to you, the listeners that are podcasting or are interested in it, you have to make it fun for yourself. And it's a creative space. There's right ways to do things. There's strong ways and good practices to do things. But at the end of the day, you can make it exactly how you want to make it. And that's important. Jumping into this, the first thing is I have to get guests. What I just gave you the whole layout of the new version of this, and it's based on guests. And booking guests for podcasts can be difficult. It's just the nature of the beast. And you got people that cancel or just simply hard to find people. Then cart before the horse. I have a new podcast that I need guests on. But when I pitched this to my potential guests, I didn't really have anything to show them. They could see the podcast, episode 1 through 48, but they had no visual demo of what their content's going to look like, what their interview is going to look like. So I've been leaning on friends, and that's what you do. So there's a tip right there. Try to bring some friends in or people that you know that will engage with you and can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Finally getting some guests in was nice, but now it's brand new. Like, okay, it's one thing to get them on a Zoom call, but how am I going to really formulate this conversation to make it hit all the points I want it to hit? And that's where prep comes in. And you just try to write your scripts. You get bullet points of what you want to ask. But what's really critical is getting information from your guest beforehand. Create a form that you send to them asking the specific questions that you want to know. So then you can put together a good interview. Come up with the right kind of questions to dig more out of them on their podcast dream. What's your dream podcast? Why did you come up with that idea? What do you think the purpose is? Are you trying to educate? Are you trying to tell stories? And again, I'll always say that they go hand in hand. A story can educate, and you can educate through story. With that information, you can then come into an interview more prepared. With that said, brand new is brand new, and you're going to fumble. You're going to do what you think feels right, and then before the next interview, you're like, ooh, I want to change these three things. So then you do. Well, one of those three new things didn't work, but it is what it is. It's baked into the episode, and you still publish it. And you just try to keep improving as you go. And as you'll notice over last week, in my opinion, the third interview, Gigi Hatfield, in my seat as the interviewer and the coach, there was a much better back and forth. You never know what you're going to get. You have some people that don't want to talk as much. And it's no fault to them, but that's just, you know, everyone's different. So you have to learn how to be extra prepared to jump in and talk and get them moving and get their juices flowing. And I'm trying to have them kind of create in real time on this podcast with me. So I prepped better and better and better on real questions that I wanted to be able to fall back on. I'm going to pull up some right now and show you or talk about them. So obviously, what is it? What's the purpose? Who's your target audience? Right? That's important because then that involves your messaging? Do you want an interview or solo host? Is it going to be in person or Zoom? And then we break into names and taglines, which is fun. Gigi's episode was the first time I try it. The next week's episode, you'll hear it again, where I use ChatGPT to help get the juices flowing with taglines, podcast names. I'm brutal with coming up with names with anything. I'm a musician of 30 years. I've never been able to come up with a good band name. It took me forever to figure out the name of this podcast to have it make sense. I landed on the Producer's Journal. So I guess the lesson in that is get as prepared as you can. Be flexible to veer off if your guest is telling you a story that involves the podcast dream they have. Zig and zag, go along with them, but always try to bring them back to the center and get the interview moving along. And in my case, again, based on, you know, the purpose of this podcast, I need to interject and coach. So that brings me to editing. The next step up in editing is scrub editing. Now you're listening through everything, and often it's designed, or you do that to take out filler words, ums, ahs, you knows. But as I was editing through Gigi's, it was long. And that's when I realized, okay, now scrub editing can trim fat. What I did was, anytime she would go into a second story, she'd want to segue into another story, whether it's about her business or a podcasting idea, I would take it out. I tighten it up a little bit. I wasn't trying to be rude and cut out some of her information. But as an editor, as you edit your podcast or your client's podcast, it's important to trim the fat. Keep things moving along. So I guess the moral of this story is don't be afraid to trim fat, context editing or content editing to help your flow, help the length of the podcast. The next level editing from there, you just heard me say it, the word context 2 seconds ago, but contextual editing. And there's a lot you can do where you can manipulate the storyline. And what I mean by that is often in conversation, someone will think about what they said 20 minutes ago and be like, oh, and they start talking about that same space, that same area again. Let's say in minute 10, we're talking about editing, and then we break into guest prep, you know, these things I'm listing out to you right now, and then audience, and then all of a sudden editing comes up again. Well, a lot of people will then fuse the two sections where we're talking about editing and put them together. So it's not varying as much. Then you might even just take, okay, now you've got the two sections where you're talking about editing, you put them together, and then you might move then that both of them as they're now fused together, you might move them to a completely different spot in the interview. So you can jumble things around. There's still an art to that editing. You try to find the right spaces to break in and cut so it makes sense contextually. As you'll hear next week with Dr. Clay Morton, in the phase where I'm asking questions, I'll be very specific. I pitch, I let him talk, and then I self-edit. Instead of telling a story, I'll get another question in, get all the information I can get, move it along, and then it becomes coach time. And then that's when I do my fair share of talking. And it's been fun. And I'm looking forward to doing this more with y'all. And I would love your feedback. I would love to hear from you. So you can follow The Producer's Journal on Facebook now, at The Producer's Journal. It's a brand new page. Back when I did the old version of this show, it was on Instagram. So the Instagram page is there. So it still, you know, has a decent following. I hope to grow that now with new strong promo clips that are cut from this content. but I want to start a Facebook page, even though it has probably, I think right now it has one follower, but I haven't been pushing it. As I record this, as, full disclosure, it's December 26th as I record this. But you have to start somewhere. You have to build these platforms. I hear people say, oh, you know, I'll start a Facebook page, but it's not going to have any followers. Well, you can't have followers if you don't have content. So you just got to push it out, push it out. So as you listen to this on the 8th, if you jump over to the Facebook page, by then you should see the three episodes that have been published along with some promo clips. I'm also using this content for my business Facebook page, SRP Studios, Facebook at SRP Studios. Now I'm putting clips on my business page to show my expertise. If you want to increase your brand visibility and credibility, got to get yourself out there, push this content out, and educate and show your dominance in your industry. Now people are interested in working with you because now they know you, they like you, they trust you, you're credible. And that's the name of the game. You know, this is how I'm going to try to grow my business and my revenue in real time with you. And you guys are learning right along with me. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to preach to people how they can use podcasting as a way to grow their revenue. That's the ultimate goal. You're a business owner. You're trying to get some revenue. You're trying to build, grow, scale. And podcasting has its place in all of that. Well, how can I pitch that to people without doing it myself? And that's what really got me thinking. And my saying going into 2024 is pedal to the floor in 2024. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Producer's Journal. Click that link tree in the description and follow this podcast on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Please visit srpstudiosllc.com to book your free consultation and learn more about how your business can use podcasting to elevate brand visibility and credibility. You can also support this podcast through Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast, please donate and sign up for the Patreon tip jar. It's $1 a month. Your generosity will go a long way to help build this podcast. Thank you for listening and watching, and have a great day.